As I mentioned earlier on, there has been quite a bit of exposure to the fact that Lansiria Airport has a musalla, a salah facility for both males and females. We know there has been one at OR Tambo as well as King Shaka International Airport. I'm sure there must be one at Cape Town Airport as well, although I've never had the opportunity of using it. But to find out more about what led to the opening of this salah facility at Lansiria Airport, we are glad to have on the line this morning Gavin Sace. He's the CEO of Lansiria International Airport. Gavin, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Can you give us some background? What prompted the need for a Muslim prayer facility at the airport?
Well, quite a while ago, with the advent of Kalula flights down to Durban, we saw a lot of our customers required a prayer facility, but unfortunately in the terminal building we were a bit pressed for space, so we could never accommodate them within the terminal building. So late last year, we were approached by Mohammed Laher from the West Rand Muslim Association to say, you know, is there a solution to the problem? So I explained our constraints within the terminal building. So he said, yeah, but maybe there's a solution to your problem. They face similar situations at shopping centers. So he said, you know, they can look at some temporary structure prefabricated.
Mm-hmm.
And so discussions led on to where we are today.
Do you envisage now that more Muslims would use the airport since you have provided this facility for prayers?
I think so, because, you know, obviously it was lacking, and certainly the customers felt, well, they needed it and preferred to use Oliver Tambo for that reason. So now that they have the facility, we're hoping that more passengers will use Lansiria.
You mentioned that at present it's in the form of a free prefab building close to the terminal building. Is there the possibility that it could become a permanent structure sometime in the future?
Very much so. As we expand and extend the terminal building, it's in the cards that we will include a properly fully fledged prayer facility.
Mm. Whilst I have you on air, Gavin, I must say I personally really enjoy Lansiria Airport. I prefer flying out and coming into Lansiria as compared to OR Tambo, and I especially love those golf carts, especially when you've come from a long trip and you're tired, too tired to walk to your car. Give us a bit of a background to Lansiria International Airport and what are your plans?
Lansiria has been around for 40 years. It was started off as a general aviation airport. And then in the early 2000s, we built a new terminal building.
Mm.
And that prompted the start of scheduled services in about 2004. And since then, we've grown with, started off with Sun Air. And unfortunately, they didn't last very long. And then Kalula came in. And since then, it's grown quite exponentially. Domestically, we're looking at trying to develop some more routes, PE, George, for example. And then our real focus is regional flights. So we are talking to several regional carriers to start flights into sub-Saharan Africa.
Now, I did mention in my introduction that the bigger airports like OR Tambo and King Shaka International have had the prayer facilities for Muslims for quite some time. Now that Lansiria has also made this accommodation, do you think other smaller airports in the country would also go the same route?
Well, I don't see why not. I think it's a very cost-effective model to use, so there's no reason why smaller airports can't roll it out.
Given on behalf of the Muslim community, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for making this accommodation and for making it much easier for us to use the Lansiria Airport as Muslims.
It's our pleasure.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time this morning as well.
Thank you.
Have a great day, sir. Go well.
You too. Bye-bye. Right.
That was Gavin Sace. He's the CEO of Lansiria International Airport, and they have heeded a request from the West Rand Muslim Association to accommodate for Muslims and to put up a temporary prefab building close to the terminal building where Muslims can perform salah. And in the future, perhaps they can look at some sort of a more permanent option within the actual terminal. Now, West Rand Muslim Association, to tell us more about the West Rand Muslim Association, we have on the line Brother Muhammad, or we will have on the line shortly, Brother Muhammad Laher. Let's take a quick break in the interim. Okay, we have Brother Muhammad Laher on the line. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear Mawlana. Jumma Mubarak to you, to all of the listeners.
Jazakumullah. Well, firstly, congratulations and compliments to you and all the others at Western Muslim Association for taking this initiative and speaking to the authorities at Lansiriya Airport and ensuring that a Salah facility has been provided. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your efforts.
Ameen, 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 Musab. Jazakallahu khair for this.
Can you give us a bit of a brief background of your organization, firstly, and this particular project which you embarked on?
Ji Molana, the Western Muslim Association was formulated in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily the function of the association at the time was the establishment of Salah facilities, madrasas, in the previously disadvantaged areas in and around on the West End. So with the establishment of masjids, musallas, this is when the need arose. So thus the Western Muslim Association was formed.
Now, with regards to this particular project, you know, how did it come about? How did you, was it that someone was frequenting Lansiriya Airport and they realized that there isn't a proper facility for Salah?
Gee, Maulana, about a year ago, several requests did come through via the Western Muslim Association to start delving into the idea of the establishment, not only at Western, at Lansiriya Airport, but at many of the shopping malls and such in on the Western end, because there's a serious lacking of Salah facilities at these places. So about a year ago, I was approached by the Western Muslim Association to start delving into the idea. And we sent out requests to many of the organizations. And fortunately for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Lansiriya to be the pilot project, if I can call it that, where they put themselves forward initially for the establishment of the Salah facility. I myself found a great need for a Salah facility at Lansiriya. Because being very close to Azadwal, where I reside, Lansiriya is an airport of choice for us to be using very often. And then you get to the airport and there's no way that you can read Salah. And you often be reading Salah on the grass, outside or in the foyers, and then inconveniencing other airport users, you know. So that's when the idea came about. And then we went into a meeting with Mr. Sais. And alhamdulillah, from then, it's just been going by mountains and leaps. And alhamdulillah, we have reached where we are today.
I'm sure you really appreciated the fact that there was cooperation from the side of Mr. Gavin and others, and that they were willing to look into it and to comply.
Really, Maulana, you know, at this stage, not to want to put a feather in the cap of Mr. Sais, this gentleman was so accommodating from the onset that, you know, he entertained us whenever we requested a meeting, whenever we came to come and sit down and talk to him. And initially, when we went to go and see him, he was actually ecstatic. He was overjoyed that somebody is now really taking this thing on and really something is going to happen. Because according to him, on a daily basis, he's being approached by airport users, staff at the airport, that something needs to be done. And he had no answers for these people. And initially, when we came to come and sit down with him, he was ecstatic. And I must mention that the assistance rendered to us by Mr. Sais and Lansiriya Airport has been phenomenal. They were accommodating in every aspect, whether it came to the signage, whether it came to the Salah facility itself. He even assisted us with where to go and purchase the prefab container from. Initially, we went to him with a quotation from another company, and he had a look at this thing and he said, you know, hold on, I can do something better for you. He then went to the company that he deals with and got us a much better deal. So this gentleman in his own, he was phenomenal in this aspect.
And I mean, it's amazing as Muslims, you know, being a minority in this country, we get this kind of cooperation and this kind of understanding.
Really, really it is, Maulana. You know, initially when we started with this project, we did receive stumbling blocks. And there are currently stumbling blocks at many of the organizations. But when one encounters in a situation like this where a gentleman just out of the blue just puts himself forward, it gives you so much of imad, so much of encouragement that, you know what, now things are happening, things are going on. And really, you know, us as a Muslim community, we need to take lesson from this. That all it needs is just a little bit of cooperation, just a little bit of patience, just a little bit of sabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the way. The mannerism in which we conduct ourselves when we go out to go and request such facilities, to go and talk to people, it is very important. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up doors and opens up avenues for establishments of such facilities.
Okay. And finally, can you tell us a little bit more about you know, the facility itself? Is it open 24 hours, both males, females? Any advice for those who will use the facility?
Gee, at this present moment in time, being the pilot project, it's a learning curve for all of us. So at present, the Salah facility will be opened on a daily basis from 5 a.m. in the morning to 11 p.m. at night. And G, there are separate facilities for both males and females with separate ablution and wudu facilities. And we look, like I said, it's a pilot project. So we're going to have to delve into the idea of permanent structures, how this thing gets operated. And inshallah, we'll take it from there with the cooperation of Mr. Saif. He will advise us as to what is going on at the airport and what needs to be changed, what needs to be done. So currently, the Salah facility will be opened at 5 a.m. every morning, and it will be closed by the airport themselves at 11 p.m.
Okay, Mama. Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Jazakumullah khair, Mama.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi. Right, that brings us to 4 minutes before 9. Time for me to sign off. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.